Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's your boy, Peter Pete. You're not live on Soul Radio. I want to say what's up. I hope everybody is having a blessed day. It is April 28th, 11 a.m. Coming live straight up out of the Lubbock, Texas area over here in West Texas. This is Pete Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. And, you know, it is a lot of stuff that has been going on. A lot of stuff that has been going on. Yes, we got the stuff that's happening in Baltimore. We got everybody down there losing their mind. We're going to get into that. I got a former Red Raider calling in, Richard Jones. You already know I got my brother from another mother, Mr. Stephen Ivey, also calling in. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be It's a great day, man. I got the men. We're going to talk about these issues and kind of talk about, like, what's up with these problems, like, for real, what's going on. Because, man, honestly, it's sad to see, you know, all this police brutality and stuff that's going on. And this issue comes up, too. But what about black-on-black violence? Why ain't nobody be speaking out about that? Like, we already know that's an issue. You know what I'm saying? Black-on-black violence is an issue that we already know. But they don't care to do nothing about it. That's why you don't hear none of it on the news. You see, but we're going to get into that. We're going to get into police brutality. We're going to get into a lot, man. If you want to call in, feel free to call in at 877-921-1656. That's 877-921-1656. You know what I'm saying? So like, if you're listening right now, go on, feel free to call in. This is Soul Radio. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. So just go ahead and call on in and get your input, because that's the only way that we're going to get better. You know what I'm saying? As men, we understand we have to be better so our family can be better. And then as men who are leaders in this community, we have to stand up and our voice needs to be heard. So, you know what I'm saying? Like my mom used to always say, a closed mouth don't get fed. You know what I'm saying? So we just have to do our part. See something, say something. And what went on in Baltimore is, this is from newly1.com. I'm about to read it verbatim. It say, "Don't tear up this city." Freddie Gray's mother pleads to residents of Baltimore, and she was just like, "Don't." She said, in quote, "Don't tear up the whole city just for him." Gray's mother, Gloria Darden, said, according to the NBC, you know, that's wrong. And for you guys don't know, she is the mother. Like, she just buried her son. She just buried her son a week ago. All right, I just got Richard Jones just called in. What's up, Rich? You there, man?
Yeah, what's good, Pete?
Oh, not much. What's up, Steve? You there, Mr. Ivy?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. Yeah, on the line, I got my brother from another mother, Mr. Stephen Ivy. You know, he calls in every day, going to do his field. And also on the line, I got former Red Raider, former professional Canadian football leaguer, gospel artist, Richard Jones is on the line. So we're gonna get into some issues that's been going on in Baltimore, because just like Richard Jones called in before, I believe we're talking about what's going on in Ferguson. And Richard is from Houston, so he's an inner city kid. He knows both sides of the story now. He's a married man, and he can really give some influence. But when you guys just called in, I was reading an article from news1.com, and it's from Freddie Gray's mother. You know, she said, in quote, "Don't tear up the whole city just for him." You know what I'm saying? And, like, so what she's saying is, don't be looting. You know what I'm saying? Don't be tearing up stores. And for you guys, for the listeners who are out there who don't really exactly know what's going on, you know, Freddie Gray was just he's a 25-year-old male, had a swing blade on him, but was in police custody, and something happened to his spine, and then later he ended up dying. So how do you – I don't know how that exactly happens when you're in police custody. Usually you're apprehended. I have been arrested before, and you really can't move, you know. And this is just one thing where we're going to get into today. But so, Mr. Jones, we're going to go ahead and let Mr. Ivy go ahead and bless the show, and then we're going to go ahead and GO. So go ahead, Mr. Ivy.
All right, I'll make this real quick so we can get into the discussion on Baltimore. Today, lessons from FedEx. One of the lessons that I've learned is people call it fight or flight. Fight or flight. And basically you can choose to stick it out and fight, or you can choose to run. And, man, I tell you, every day, man, I learned something new at FedEx, and I learned that lesson today. It became personified today. Normally, with my belt, I've told you all that I get hammered with packages on a consistent basis, and every now and then there comes a time during the day where you get a light period where they're switching out trailers, or trailers are not actually at the warehouse, and so the belt is real slow and there are very few packages coming. So at that time, when you wake up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, nature calls pretty early, and so you have to go to the restroom and handle your business. And so one of the things that I've learned, depending on how long you go, and I'll be honest, I've used the restroom just to kind of duck out of work. take a 15, take a 10, 15 minute break, because, you know, boss can't say nothing to you for having to go to the restroom, right? But what I've learned, especially on those times, is when you run from the issue that you're supposed to be fighting, all you end up doing is allowing things to pile up. So normally what happens, if I'm trying to go to the restroom just to take a break and to run from work, I'll leave with a clean belt, come back 15 minutes later, and it's chaos. It's chaotic. And that's a picture of our life. One of these days, I told y'all, one day I'm going to tell y'all my testimony about how I got to where I am now, and kind of the last 10 years of my life plus, probably more so like last 15 years of my life. But even these last 3 months, I've had some stuff go on where I've had to really choose, do I want to fight or do I want to flight? I want to stick and stay or do I want to run? And I can honestly say that sticking and staying and fighting it out makes you deal with issues, whereas running just causes things to pile up. So anyway, if you're in a situation today, my encouragement to you would be to fight it out. Don't flight, don't run. It's easy to run. The weak person, the weak man, the weak woman runs, but the strong will stick it out and be bruised and battered, but will at the end of the day stand up to keep fighting.
Yeah, you got it right there. That's Mr. Reverend Stephen Ivey, straight up out of Arkansas, and I believe you're right there, man. It's either flee or fight. It almost kind of goes hand in hand with the dream I was talking about yesterday, or whatnot. So what's up, Big Rich, man? How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Just same old work.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I see where you went to London or something like that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I went to London a couple weeks ago.
Ah, man, that's what's up, man. Did you ever think was that your first time or what? Did you ever imagine even going over there?
Man, I never imagined, man. That's my first time ever, like, going overseas. Like, I've been to Canada and Cancun, but this is my first time out of North America, period. It's a different world. It's a different
man,
world.
I bet. Especially coming up out of the inner city of Houston. Well, go ahead and we'll elaborate. You know, give the audience a little background. You know, just kind of how you grew up. Just a little bit of your testimony. Just kind of how you grew up. So they can go ahead and put two and two together as soon as we get into this discussion. So just go ahead and let them know just kind of where you're from in Houston and just kind of how you grew up, man.
Man, basically, just my mama was 13 whenever she had me. My pops wasn't there. You know, my mama being a baby herself, she couldn't really raise me, so I stayed with my grandpa. He was one of the biggest drug dealers at the time down there. And my grandma was a dope fiend, man, so that was all I was around. That's all I grew up around, man. And so when I started playing football in high school, man, I realized, like, football was my meal ticket to make it out and to make some of myself and to be somebody. You know, I wanted to be somebody. I didn't want to be in jail, or I didn't want to end up dead, man. I wanted to make some of myself. I didn't want to be on the streets, man. I wanted to be somebody. So, and I just got my act together and, man, just did my thing on the football field and got a scholarship to come to Tech. I chose to come to Tech. You know, I slipped back my sophomore year. You know, that's whenever my life really hit rock bottom. I went back to my old ways and stuff, man. And it's like I was always angry, you know what I'm saying? And I carried a gun with me everywhere I went. You know, if, like, somebody say something wrong, I'm going to fight you or something, man. It was just dumb now that I think about it, man. But man, that's really it, man. I found Jesus, and then my life been changed ever since.
That's what's up, man. And if you guys just not tuning in too as well, he was just saying like how he just came back from London, you know what I'm saying, like a few weeks ago, from an inner city kid, grew up how he grew up, man. So that's very tremendous, and I'm taking my hat off for you. This is a real good, real cool guy. He's just really keeping it. He ain't trying to pump himself up. So you can, hey, you know what I'm saying, go get it and stay humble. That's what's up. And if you're just not tuning in, this is Soar Radio. You're not live with Word on the Street, former Red Raider and professional Canadian and sorry gospel artist, Richard Jones, and my brother from another mother, Reverend Stephen Ivey. So, man, you guys, this is crazy how this is going on, man. Like the police brutality. First off, Mr. Ivey, you've just been a reverend, man, so
up ahead
and just give me, how do you feel about what's going on, man?
Man, I'm still getting my thoughts together on it. I feel a couple of ways, man. I want to say I'm not going to say bad about the people that are rioting. I don't agree with it. Let me say that. I don't agree with it. I think there are better ways and better methods that we can go about expressing how we feel. But I heard somebody make a good point, man, when these people right now are rioting, busting windows, messing up businesses, all of that, the world and even African American people are calling them animals. We're calling them animals and really belittling our people. And I think I don't want to take that approach to it. I think there are people. Some are very ignorant, and their ignorance is showing by the way they're acting. But I think others are really just hurt and tired of the injustice that's being served to our community. And so when as I'm looking and seeing videos about what people are doing, man, honestly, my heart hurts for that community because I don't think people even understand the ramifications of their actions. Like, y'all are messing up businesses in the community. Those same businesses that were servicing you, you're shutting them down, which means that you're taking food and money away from somebody's mother, somebody's father, some child. You know, and so I just think, man, it's a sad time in America. And just this racial divide that I see, man, it's sad. I think that's the best way I can describe how I feel, man. It's just sad, honestly.
Yeah, man, yeah, it is sad. And I feel like this is like the way I feel about it. Like whenever I get my two cents, I just feel like what you said, what the message was today, you know, either flee or fight, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like there's some issues in America that need to be dealt with, that should be, but they are in the midst of getting dealt with, but that hasn't really been dealt with. But, all right, Richard Jones, what's your two cents about it, man?
Man, I honestly feel the same way Pastor Ivy do, man. The thing, like, I don't know if you saw my Facebook post or not, man, but like, I wasn't even going to comment on it, like, because, you know, I try not to get involved in all that stuff, you know, because I try to like I know a lot of people watching me, man, you know, so I try my best to live above reproach. But you know, I'm human and I make mistakes too. You know, nobody's perfect, man, but last night, man, when I was like it was all over my news feed and I watched multiple videos, man, mm-hmm. and just seeing what really made me comment, bro, was whenever I saw there was these white people. They were outside of the little barricade that they had set up, and just seeing how the black community was throwing trash at them, and they were starting fights with them, and one dude like literally threw a trash can at this white man and hit him, and I'm like these people did nothing to you, they didn't have nothing to do with you, like they didn't have nothing to do with this, and it made me think about my wife, because my wife fight, man, I'm like, well, what if we were in that situation? I'm gonna defend my wife, point blank, period. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I'm just like, man, like, what is it? Like, bro, the media has the power to make us believe whatever they want, bro. Like, notice they always highlight unarmed black man and white cop. They don't say unarmed man and cop. Like, they literally highlight it. They make sure, like, and, bro, it's like they want us to wage war with each other, man. Like, it's all planned out or something. You know what I'm saying, man? And just like so many people, whenever like they look at us black people, they consider us thugs, gangsters, animals, mm-hmm. criminals, you know, and all this stuff. And yet people get mad whenever they call us that. But look, you out here acting just like that, trashing vehicles, breaking windows, tearing down these buildings. You know what I'm saying? And these buildings actually. They are help to you. They are service to you. They didn't do nothing to harm you. Period. And you're only hurting yourself because the business shut down. How you gonna feed your family whenever all this stuff stops? You know what I'm saying? Like, just all this stuff is going on, man. And they're fitting the stereotype, but then yet they want to get mad whenever they call us that. You know what I'm saying? And instead of being violent, man. You know, like it's time for us to come together as a people, man. Like, believe us. Like, from across the world, like, we all just need to come together, man, and just pray against this stuff, because all it is Satan, man. Like, it's sin, and it's just Satan attacking, you know what I'm saying, man? But if we just lean on each other, man, and love each other and love our brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Bible says, like, all this stuff could be avoided. But on top of that, all this stuff also could be avoided if justice was to get served. Like, the cops, if they do it, man, like, there's no like the evidence is clear. They did it. They do it. They should get time for it. That should be a penalty for, you know, justice should be served. But at the same time, that doesn't give us the right to go out and ride and do all the stuff that we're doing, man. But in the end, you know, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So we need to put it in His hands and just trust that He'll take care of it and stop trying to handle stuff ourselves. Because obviously, you see what's happening right now when we try to take matters into our own hands. But that's really my opinion on it, man. But
yeah, man, I hear you too, Mr. Ivy. You guys really make some valid points, you know. And I'm, man, Ivy, you know, you always say something to spark me, man. I think I say that every day. Like, you're right, man. Like flee or fight. I feel like at the end of the day, all this rioting stuff, man, because, like, you really sit down and think about it, all, like, this police brutality, man. Let me ask you a question about this. Like, Mr. Ivy, you're a reverend, then, Richard, you living your life right, you know what I'm saying? Am I still the only man who do this? Like, when the police pull up by me, am I the only one to still turn down my radio? Do y'all do that? Y'all don't turn down y'all radio no more? I know y'all probably used to, but I don't know if y'all
man.
Still do. I'm just asking the question.
I still do.
I make sure I
you still do?
Will make, probably yep. turn my stuff off.
Yeah. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, bro, even though we know we ain't doing nothing wrong, right, we'll still do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
definitely.
And that's my point. But why do we think like that? Because we know we grew up, you know, with respect, but we knew if we backed off the police, like, we don't want no trouble, like, at all. You know what I'm saying? Most minority kids growing up, we don't want no trouble when the police come around. you know, it's basically we know we need to act right, because we know if we don't, we know the consequences. You know what I'm saying? And like,
yeah,
we grew up in like in the 80s. We were born in the 80s, but we was really basically like the baby boomers of gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? That's when rap really started getting popular. We're growing up through elementary, middle school, and high school, and that's when they, like, now these rap people are like, we got like Snoop Dogg, NWA, all these guys is up fathers now, but before they were fathers, they weren't like young thugs. You know what I'm saying? That was actually, some of like Snoop Dogg lived a lot like that. Ice Cube was actually born in the Burbs, I believe. So was Dr. Dre. But they portrayed an image. And it's not really they portray the image, it's like the messenger. You know what I'm saying? Just like you, Mr. Ivy, like you give a message, a positive message to the people, and you feed them. You see what I'm saying? Because they're hungry. Because we are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We need that in our life. And same thing in the entertainment world. You got these rappers who's really, some of them live that life, some who live that life, I feel like they just tell them their testimony. You see what I'm saying? They're not telling them to go out there and do the things that they used to do to get out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like they're telling a testimony. You know what I'm saying? And it's telling, like Lecrae, you know, telling people how to get better and stuff. But when you rapping about, like, certain stuff, and some kids ain't got that foundation at home to know that it's just entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Some people take it too far.
Because
some people don't know, just like I said yesterday, it take a man to teach a man. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we ain't got no, just like Richard, how you grew up. I grew up very similar. Like my uncle, except it was my uncle was like the number one drug dealer in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And, you know, that's what I seen. But on a positive note, he would be like, yo, Pete, every time you score a touchdown, I'm going to give you $5. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm going to read a quote from the Bible. This is something I never do. You know what I mean? But I was during my devotional on Sunday. T.D. Jakes had us reading from Ephesians, I came across a chapter, like the chapter was reading from, but I see a section, and it says slave and masters, and I didn't want to read it, you know, I didn't want to read that part, but I read the part T.D. Jakes had us read, whenever I read something from a bishop or pastor or something, I try to read not just only that scripture, but I go back and I read, like, the beginning of the chapter, and I read after the scripture, you know, so I can get a full understanding, a full grasp of what's going on in that passage. But when I see, it kind of scared me when I seen this, because I've never read from Ephesians, you know what I mean? Never read from Ephesians. And it bothered me because when I seen the slaves and masters part, this is in the NIV version, when I came about it, I was, like I said, I was scared to read it, but it took me back to a moment, it took me to the movies, maybe a year and a half ago, it took me to the movies, in the 12 Years of Slave, like, because I remember seeing that movie, and I remember that slave owner bringing out the Bible to get these slaves to go to work. And I remember my mind just completely shut off in that movie. I'm like, man, I wanted to walk out, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Just for the sake of, I ain't paying $8 to walk out. You know what I'm saying? But it took me back. So just past Sunday, I come across this passage, and I'm going to read it verbatim. It says, slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. And I read it, and it upset me, man. It upset me. It triggers something because some of these, like, because think about it. There's a lot of false prophets out there, and you don't really know, just like I said yesterday on the show, once the devil was once an angel, you know what I'm saying, before he went down below. And when I read this passage, Cause, and I think that's, and it's crazy, because just like you, Mr. Jones, I didn't want to comment either. Like, I didn't even, I only watched like one or two videos, and I'm just like, I'm not giving them my power. I'm not giving them the power. Because I feel like at the end of the day, the media can, just like you said, Mr. Jones, can make us believe what they want us to believe. Like right now, radio, this is a tool that I choose to do positive. But I could be up on here cussing, doing this and doing that on here. You know what I'm saying? But I choose to do it in a positive way, in a way that I feel like that's beneficial to the community. You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, I chose to have a reverend on my show, and I choose to have other different people that's positive, I feel like that's positive, on my show and call in so I can feel like they're giving out wisdom. You see what I'm saying? So with the media, when current events like this happen, the media will get the person that they know is the quote-unquote that looks like a thug, that they seen somebody that looks like they was in a rap video. Those are the people who they're going to go interview, because they know at the end of the day it's all about money and ratings, so they got a family to feed, so they got to pull that. They got to pull people like that aside and interview them. But what I'm saying is, as minorities, we just need to stop. Like, we just need to stop. Like, we very emotional people, and I feel like it goes back from slavery. That's why I read this passage from the Bible, because how can somebody be captive for 400? How can somebody have another group captive for 400 years based on their own power? You know what I'm saying? They have to have power coming. Like, because that's why in the 12 years of slave move, they brought out the Bible. And reading in passages like this, it goes, slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear with the sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Like, come on, how can a group of people hold another group of people captive for over 400 years, especially somebody that's scientifically bigger and stronger than that other race? Like, how? But just because I feel like they killed our people, our ancestors, with the Bible. They threw God on them, and that's why they got them to obey. They had God and guns, I feel like, back in the day. But now these people, but now our ancestors had kids, their kids had kids, and it's embedded in us than that fight. That's why black people are able to take nothing and make something out of it. One man's trash is another man's treasure. You see what I'm saying? And one thing that coincides with our fight, and the reason why our fight is just like synonymous to women, because women have to fight for their rights as well. But before I even get into that, that's why I feel like white women and black men are synonymous together, and that's why they can relate to us in a way, because in a way they have to fight for their rights. We have to fight for our rights. We have to fight for our family. But that's one thing I will get into that later. But how could somebody hold captive for another group of people for over 500 years? And I feel like now black people, Indians, because the Indians was here first. Man, they wiped them out of here. Then they was like, man, how can we get some labor? The Mexicans would do it. You know what I'm saying? So, that, man, that's crossed over here. And but ultimately, it was the black man that gave up the Africans. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, but that's besides my point. But brought us over here and held us with the power of God. I feel like they put God on us. But you want to ask God, and but black people pray. Because black people, I feel like we're spiritual people. We pray. That's what we do. That's why Martin Luther King was so successful. He was a reverend. Martin Luther King, that's why he was so successful. And he chose nonviolence. But before he chose nonviolence, he studied. He went over to the Indians, got it from God. He then came back and gave it to our people. You see what I'm saying? But the point is what I'm trying to say is I feel like we were held captive, and but black people, what we do, we prayed back in the day. We prayed. It was like God is gonna come. That's why I feel like anybody that's black, we spiritual. Then that's what everybody's grandma probably grew up with a family all that she probably had something in the drawer. That's probably old pickle juice, rubbing out, or whatever it is. As soon as you get sick, you rub it on your forehead, and then you well. Man, that's why black people, man, why chicken is so popular, they stole chicken. So that's poultry. That's not expensive as steak. White people eat steak. We eat chicken. They don't know how to cook chicken, but we put flour on it, some seeds on it, and next thing you know, it's good. Now they got our recipes, and all of a sudden, who's the face of chicken? The colonel. Well, he looks like, it don't look like us. You know what I'm saying? Man, I honestly feel like they put God, but we kept our faith in God, and God answered our prayers. And if you really do your research and read that Bible, he said, man, let me stop. That needs to stop, because I'm getting a little bit too crunk. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting a little bit too crunk. But anyway, I really feel like, you know, like that's where it all started at. But now, just like I said, our ancestors had kids, they kids had kids, and now all of a sudden we here. We grew up in a supposedly, quote unquote, the free world. You know, the reason why these little kids are acting out, because think about it. Think, go about whenever you put yourself when you was a kid, right? And you didn't get your way before you got disciplined, right? And sometimes, because now these kids are getting in trouble for getting spankings. And wonder why these kids are acting like the way they do. They not disciplined. Like, we grew up, our generations, like the 80s babies, we was like almost, you guys can butt in whenever you want to, I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we grew up in that, we was like the last era that got disciplined in school and stuff like that. But now you mean to tell me, like, these kids, like Adrian Peterson, a multi-millionaire, disciplined his kids the right way, even the biblical way, who they say our country is supposed to be living after, but you got a black man spanking his kids and ain't going to jail. You know, but now you mad because these little kids is rioting and looting because they don't know what discipline is like. And wonder why when the type of authority come over, they're like the police. They're like the police. And then they want to act up. Then they want to get mad. But let me tell you something. I'm studying to be a cop. My major is criminal justice. I'm going to the police academy next month. Next month. So I'm not speaking to you on just any way. Because I don't really believe you can't play both sides of the fence. I feel like both police brutality has been around before. Man, he really knew this. Come on, the Black Panthers, do your research on that. Man, these guys, was 22, 23 years old, changing the world. Be the change you want to see. That's what I am. Man, reason why what got me off the path of being a cop back in the day is because a cop beat me over the hood on the truck when I was doing nothing. And there's that, man, my boys will tell you. I'm just the darkest one out of the bunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, public brutality has been going on, but now we actually can see, because nowadays the kids that's probably, 26 and older than us, man, they not calling the police no more. You know what I'm saying? They're recording the police now. And now they're uploading these videos to these social medias, and now people are getting to see, but it just goes to show how the people with the real money and the real power don't really give a care about us. And they say, well, what about black-on-black violence? Yeah, we know black-on-black violence is going on, but they don't care about it. That's why you don't read about it. The black people's not the ones putting the media out there like that. Man, we ain't got no power like that. They the ones doing it. So if they really cared about black-on-black violence as much as we do, they'll be putting that out there, too. So it's not just us. So all these black people turning around, putting their backs on our own people. That's what they want, divide and conquer. But they not divided between the white and the black. They divided between the black and the black. That's how I feel. So that's why we all need to come together and be as one as people, not as black people, but all people, black people, white people, Mexican people. Because let me tell you something. Once, like I said, black men and white women, I feel like it's synonymous, and they go together because it's their fight and it's their hunger. So there's nobody who gonna rock with you better than a white person once they confirm what we really go through. I know that times, Mr. Jones, whenever you and your wife go out to eat, that you can tell when people are sideways with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Regardless of what it is. Especially we here in West Texas. I'm telling you, that's tough. Man, my wife is white and Mexican. Looks more than white than anything. Man, I had a white girlfriend all throughout high school. I've been doing it all my life. You know what I'm saying? My mentor was white. My brothers and sisters are white. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm telling you, it's not about color, it's not about race, but at the end of the day, the people with the real money, that's not saying that they ain't racist. Thinking of legal ways, thinking of the right ways to do the wrong things. You see what I'm saying? Some people say it's a conspiracy, but man, they say knowledge is power and the truth hurts. But they say the truth hurts. But first you can get over it, but first it's going to piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. The more you think you know, the more you understand about what you don't know. So it's all about love. Love comfort zone. I really feel like it. And people talk about Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King. Well, I'm sorry. If Dr. Martin Luther King was here today, he would not be as popular as he was back in the day. Let me tell you why. Back in the day, it was just when Dr. Martin Luther King was doing his marching and stuff, the media was just now coming. John F. Kennedy, basically the face, you know what I'm saying, of the media. But I think I'm gonna get into John F. K. too. But let me tell you first, if Dr. Martin Luther King, reason why Dr. Martin Luther King became so well known around the world back then is because it wasn't about ratings back then. It wasn't about money, quote unquote, back then.
They didn't have no reason to pollute what he was doing.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So they just put it out there, and then as black people, we like, oh, now that's what we need to be like. That's something positive. So let me tell you, Dr. Martin Luther King was here today, and Malcolm X. I think Malcolm X will be the face of black people, and ultimately, I'm talking about whenever he was a Muslim, but it's not just because that he was a Muslim that I'm saying that he would have led us astray, because who am I to judge? I'm not judgmental like that, because I'm saying Malcolm X's theory was, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. Basically, retaliation, eye for an eye, a 2 for 2, which ultimately leads the world blind. That's why I feel like Malcolm X would have got more attention and more press in today's world, because, you know,
that's what they want. That's what they wanted.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And that's just the point where I'm coming from. And people thought about it. And then, too, Dr. King was here. Man, I think because black people are so divided right now, as people, we don't know what to believe. And correct me if I'm wrong. And then it's like, because Saban Ice did serve at church. And stereotypes are true to a certain extent. Well, I'm serving at Cheddar's. A black table walks in. I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus. Here we go. They probably ain't going to tip. But you get burned enough times, then it's just like it's not a stereotype no more. It becomes the truth. Like, after that happens to you a few times. But that don't mean that we all won't tip. You see what I'm saying? So, but I'm black, thinking that about another black. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying is all people. But sometimes growing up in the hood, you don't know you're supposed to leave a tip. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I'm like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
It wasn't until I became a server.
I didn't find that out. I didn't know that neither to college.
Yeah, me too. You see what I'm saying? And then it's like, wow. Like, I remember one time I went to Hooters with me and my football boys. And we didn't tip, and she chased us down. It was like, y'all ain't going to tip me? You know, but I see now. I see it, I get it, but that's one thing I love about us minorities coming up and making nothing out of something, because we might not know growing up, we might not know some certain things, but as soon as somebody tells us how to do it, are we going to do it? Just like, only reason why most of us want to be entertainers, athletes, and all this stuff like that is because that's all we see. That's all we see. That's all we know. You know, so that's why we train ourselves. I believe most of us train ourselves at an early age. And when we in elementary school, just like you, Richard Jones. Man, Richard Jones, man, if I was to see this dude run, I don't even call him a big guy no more, man. I be watching his videos on Facebook and even playing with him here at Tech. Man, like, this dude can move probably better than I can. You know what I'm saying? I'm 5'1", now I'm 210, but back then I was like 190. You know what I'm saying? Moving on the basketball court. Like, because I'm telling you, because I feel like at an early age, we know as young kids, Stephen Avi, same with you. Like, we all know as young kids, we know we got to do something to get us out of that circumstances. But in the meantime, most of us get in trouble. Most of us get in trouble as we coming up. You see what I'm saying? And then I think that's where some people lose faith. Some people lose hope at that young age. And then that's why you do got some people that's acting up. Like, Richard, you know, it took you to come all the way here, 9 hours away from home to Houston, then your sophomore year, that's when that spark hits you. Even though before your sophomore year, you was a freshman. You had that opportunity to mess up. But prior to that, you know what I'm saying? But you was lucky. You was lucky. Same with me too. You know what I'm saying? I was lucky. You see? And that's how I feel. But man, let me, I'm sorry, man, I'm taking up most of the time, but man, y'all go ahead. Do you guys have anything, you know what I'm saying, that about what I had to say, like, man, how y'all feel, man? We got
20
more minutes.
Man, I got the chills over here from you speaking, Pete. For real, man. But whenever you were talking about the discipline and stuff, like, with the Adrian Peterson thing, like that was another heated subject, you know, that I got into it with people with. But for the simple fact that we don't discipline our kids, well, I don't have any kids, but like for the simple fact that parents don't discipline their kids, kids feel like they have power, you know what I'm saying, over the parents. They're like, what you going to do, call CPS? You know what I'm saying? Like it's used against them now, man. You know what I'm saying? And like me, dog, like, I learned, like, if I did something and my mama ain't like it, boy, my mama popped me in the face in front of everybody, I was like, okay, I know not to do that again. You know what I'm saying? We learned our lesson, man, you know what I'm saying? And we became respectful, and that's when we gained all these morals and stuff like that from the discipline. You know what I'm saying? And the fact with Adrian Peterson, bro, like, or the fact with the government or the world, like, I just hate how they try to tell us how to raise our household, man. Like, they shouldn't have no say-so in how I raise my house, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not there. They don't know what's going on. Like, some kids need to be whooped. Some kids, like me, when the belt stopped working, my mama used her hand. That's what I needed, you know what I'm saying? Like, and look at how I turned out today, you know, when but I just wanted to read this verse, man. Like, it's Proverbs 23:13, and this is the word of God, bro, and it says, don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. Physical discipline may well save them from death. Physical discipline may well save them from death. But no, bro, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's all a plan. It's all a setup, man. Like, Satan is at work. Bro. You know, like, if we can't discipline our kids, they're going to run wild. They're going to go out here, join this, do that, which is exactly what's going on. Kids getting murdered. Kids going to prison. Not to mention that's how the government, I mean, that's how the prisons gets paid by people being in jail. So it's all a setup, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I just, I don't know, man. It's just like we lost. Like, it's time for us believers to fight and stop taking flight, man. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, man, I feel you, and I can feel your frustration too, because just like I said, the more that you feel like you know, that's when you come to the conclusion of the more that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And then, because most of us want to call us crazy, because we're thinking about us minorities too. Once we learn something, what we do, Richard? I remember when you first learned how to play ping pong.
We go get it. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
We want to be successful, but nowadays kids are losing that job because they don't have the role models out there to teach them about dreams and goals. Like, they don't have nothing to dream for. They don't have nothing you feel what I'm trying to say? Like, it's like they don't have no motivation.
Man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in my high school was one of the greatest football towns, period. So there's my football program is going downhill. Okay, they don't even want to play football no more, man. Like, my school probably about to get shut down. I know they was having this little meeting the other day about school getting shut down. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because they hear all these rappers. They hear all these rappers. Oh, man, we getting money on the street. They got that song Coco. How you gonna tell these kids? How you gonna make a song about loving cocaine, man? You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. It's like they're promoting this stuff, and this is what these kids are listening to, dog. And like, people don't understand, bro. Satan was literally created to make music. He was created to make music, man. And, dog, like, there's so much stuff behind music, man. Like, music literally can influence you. Like, music influences people. It motivates people. Like, that's why I make the type of music I do, you know what I'm saying, to be encouragement and, like, to give these kids hope and stuff, man. But the stuff that they listening to, they believing that these rappers actually live that life when most of them only real on the CD, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really about that life, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, man, it's just, I don't know, it's driving me crazy right now, man, because, like, the youth, like, nowadays, bro, like, falling off field, like, I see so many middle schoolers, bro, who's smoking. I have a client who works at a hospital, and she's telling me about all these 10 and 12, 11-year-olds who coming in the hospital pregnant. And I'm like, man, like, what the heck is this world coming to, man? Like, man, it's just, And it's, and yeah, I feel like one main reason is because, like, we're not stepping up, man. Like, me as a believer, as a Christian, and all the other believers and Christians around, man, we're not stepping up. We're not fighting. We're just allowing this stuff to happen, man. And I feel like if we was to stand up and actually go and be that light in this dark world that God called us to be, like, we could change the world, man. Like, bro, I'm gonna be real. I went to London. Cause my boy J-Lone, he was doing his last show with Pretty Ricky. But the only reason he did it was because he was being a light in the dark, bro. He was sharing the gospel with his brothers. He was sharing the gospel with Blue, Respect, Spec, and my boy Slicko, man. And bro, like, if we don't go out into this dark world and tell people about Jesus, then how would they know? You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're not out there in the trenches. How can they know? Like, the blind can't lead the blind, man. Like, and so that's why I do what I do, man. Like, I don't care. Wherever God tells me to go, I'm gonna go, man. Because, like, we need it. Like, the world needs it. Like, man, like, it's time for us to get on our grind, man, and go out and fulfill the Great Commission, man, and tell people about Jesus. Because people are getting killed and kids getting killed, people getting murdered every day, man, behind some foolishness, some stuff that can be avoided. If somebody encourages this kid to pursue his dreams, if somebody, hey man, you can play ball, man. Hey man, come here, let me show you something. Let me teach you. Let me help you with this. Help you with that. Oh man, really? I can do that.
Yeah.
I know I can do that, man. Oh man, I need to leave these streets alone, man. I can actually make it. I can be somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not doing that.
Exactly.
Nowadays, man.
Yeah.
Dogging this.
I don't think we are neither. Because. Man, I think everybody now is on the iPad, the computer. You know what I'm saying? All these youngers and everything. Cause man, I love WorldStar because there is some positive videos on there. But at the same time, like, put them in a coffin. They jumping on top of cars. You know, do it for the fun. You know, man, you got kids going in these grocery stores doing all this stupid stuff just to get on the internet. They want that 5 seconds of fame. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this stuff for Instagram likes. Man, that's going to do this for IG. You know what I'm saying? Or smoking weed in Walmart. I've seen videos of kids talking about the loud challenge. You know what I mean? But you know, in my younger days, I could see how they feeding into it, but I was always smart enough, like, that's just dumb. You know what I'm saying? There is ignorance. There's stupidity. You know what I'm saying? And most people just being ignorant because right now, in this internet era, it could be somebody's devil, you know, because people are even go out there and just do something stupid just so they can post it, you know, and get all these, you know, they can just say, man, I got 1,000 likes. You know what I mean? And, like, if you're 17 or 18, they looking for attention, just like a little kid. Now, little kids do anything for some attention, but when you're a little kid, you don't really know what you're doing. You're just acting now. You know what I'm saying? But once you get older, it's like, Just like even say in the Bible, there's nothing worse than living with a scorned woman, and that stuff is true. If you ever made a woman, man, like, really teed a woman off. Just like yesterday, I talked about how there's nothing more sexier or nothing more greater than seeing a woman fix herself up and then just glow. And at the same time, like, have you ever made a woman really mad? Like, he was like, man, I'm watching Kevin Hart the other day. He goes, have you ever made a woman so mad to where y'all driving in the car, you don't even want to look at her? And then he said, you're trying to make something up. Oh, look, a zebra. You know what I'm saying? Because you could feel her staring right in, like, in the side of your skull. Like you know, it's almost feel like a kid. And a kid will do anything for that attention. You see what I'm saying? So, and that's why I feel like these kids are doing this stuff. And nowadays, they know they're going to get on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, it was like, when was the last time people really saw riots? There was riots going on in Seattle. It was a whole bunch of IT kids who wanted some, who knew that they were being underpaid or something. But I did some research on that. That semi was globally, but it's not as big as what's going on now. These kids who getting up out of middle school, some in high school, some are, oh man, that's cool. Man, let's go get these shiny schools. Or just doing stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? And they just keep seeing it to it, but our parents, if they're doing it, if you see, One kid got his butt whooped on national TV, but his wife,
brothers are y'all hitting the nail on the head, man. I just think going back like to what we were talking about earlier, I have 2 points to make. I think first off that Ferguson, all of these black, white, race issues are showing, although they're negative, they're really showing a very positive thing. And the positive thing that is showing and proving is that when African-American people or just people in general come together and are unified on a common cause, a common goal, we're powerful. Imagine if these people who are rioting, if they would have came together and made it a positive thing instead of negativity. Now, it probably wouldn't get as much media coverage. It probably wouldn't get as much shares on Facebook and all of that, but the impact would still be just as great. And I, you know, looking at that, man, I hope that as we continue to go through things like this, because, you know, within the last year, like, What happened here recently? That's not the last person that's going to be killed by a police officer, and have questions surrounding it. You know, right after him was a guy right in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, so it's like what my man said. It's the devil, man. It's the enemy, and he would like to do nothing more than to use these issues to just make our world, man, to destroy this country, this nation, and have us against each other, man. And I personally don't want to look at a white person and think they're out to kill me. And I don't want them to look at me and think the same thing. Like, I want to see a white person as my brother, and I would want them to do the same thing. Because at the end of the day, man, we all we got. You know, black, white, red, Hispanic, Chinese, all of that. Unity is key. Unity is key. And with that said, man, I like, you know, I don't think we're the only people doing it, but I think even this conversation that the three of us are having today, I believe that, man, it takes more of this to change the world. You start with your city, you start with your community, then you go to your city, you go to your state. It takes more men, black, white, red, yellow, more men coming together, standing up, and as Mr. Jones said, man, we pour into those younger kids. More men, the reason why a lot of this crap happens is because men are absent in the household. Or men are setting a bad example in their household. And so, you know, for us and anybody that's listening, I would encourage us all to find one or two people, man, that we could mentor and be a father figure, a uncle figure, a big brother, whatever the case may be, because we never know whose lives we're changing. We never know that little boy, that little girl that we're spending time with, how we're going to impact their life for forever. And so, you know, I think it's been a great discussion, and I can only hope that things would get better in Baltimore. And another thing I say to whoever's listening, don't believe the hype, because I just saw on Facebook where a friend of mine posted a picture of a girl who actually was in the riot, that the media took her picture and made it and put, you know, captioned it as a bad, like she was trying to get away from the angry mob, when in fact it was the total opposite. She was I think he was saving the drunk person or moving a drunk person out of the way, but it wasn't what the media depicted of the situation. And so go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. They got the power to make us believe whatever they want.
Right.
Because we not there. We don't know the real story. It's just he say, she say. And the media, man, they can, like they just did, flip the script.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was reading something else where a lady on there had said basically that everything was peaceful until they began to get called niggers, and the white people were called nigger lovers. And so I'm saying whoever, instead of pointing the finger, who's right, who's wrong, you can't believe the hype, and, you know, we have to pray for them, of course. That's the godly thing to do, but prayer has to be accompanied with action as well. And I think the way that you stop this from repeating itself is find young men, young women, and pour into their lives to make sure that they're growing up to be better citizens than what some already are.
Yeah, man, I completely agree. Man, we need to get some little mentors, man. Well, all right, you guys. I want to thank you guys for calling in and giving your 2 cents on giving your knowledge and spreading the knowledge out throughout the world, man. So I want to thank you guys. I Big Rick. So, man, hey, I've been in touch with you guys. You guys anything else you want to conclude with, or are you good?
Hey, Mr. Jones, do you have any music out? I heard Pete say you were a gospel artist, aspiring gospel artist.
Yes, sir. What's your email address? Matter of fact, Pete, I just Facebooked you something. Are you able to play songs on the radio?
Yeah, man, yeah. Email them to me. I'll go ahead and get them on the air today.
I just sent you one. I wanted to see if you could play it right now.
Let's see.
It goes with exactly what we just talked about.
Where it go? Okay, let me
scroll. You need me to email it to you? I message on Facebook.
Yeah, it'd be better. Yeah, email me the track, and I'm going to send you the link to my station that runs 24 hours, 365 days a year. Like, this is my – you can listen to it when you work out, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my station that I actually created. You know what I mean? Because not this show. I'm going to upload it on – upload this show onto my station, like, as soon as we get done. So you'll be able to listen to this show. And any music that you give me, you'll hear it. I'm going to put that in the rotation, too.
All right.
So go ahead and send it to me, and I'll go ahead and play your song right after my show. Airs on my station.
I bet I will. Mr. Ali, what's your email? I'll email you my music right now.
Okay. Can I connect with you on Facebook? And I can give it to you there because you might not hear me all the way on here.
All right, yeah, sure. You can connect with me on Facebook.
Okay, cool. I'll shoot you a request. What was the first one?
It's Richard Jones.
I'm sending you his name right now, Rich. I just sent you his name. So you can just type in his name or if he don't request you first. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
Steve, you guys good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Well, all right, it's real been my pleasure. Richard, go ahead and email me my song, soareveryday@gmail.com.
Doing it right
and,
now.
And, yeah, send me. Yeah, so as soon as you get them, I'll go ahead and upload them. It's going to play. The show is probably going to air probably around, let's say, 12:30, because, you know, it takes a minute to upload and stuff. And I put it on the station. You know what I'm saying? Well, all right, you guys, it's been my pleasure. Hey, Richard, we'll be in touch, okay? Well, all right, Mr. Oz, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, cool. Yeah, those are two real cool friends of mine. That's Richard Jones, aspiring gospel artist, former Texas Tech Red Raiders, right about in Houston, Texas. Then you got Reverend Stephen Knopf. You know, he calls in on my show every day. Blesses the world. Blesses the show. And don't forget, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, but it's about making your dreams come true. And don't like Mr. Ivan said, don't believe the hype. And are you going to, it's either you flee or you're going to fight. So take on the issue headstrong. I'm learning from it. I'm learning from it. Nobody's perfect. But hey, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. Hit me up, PDP05, that's my Twitter. Like that. It's out. Peace.